Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Phil joins us in the studio right now. Phil, such an honour and a pleasure to have you back in. It's been, I think I worked it out like 5 or 6 weeks. It's been a long time.
Yeah. We've
it's really good
you.
To be here. And very simple. It's right, you know, no fancy gadgets or intros. It's just like, let's get real, baby.
We're
come on.
So back, but you say that, we may just need to keep on talking and talking and talking.
Well, that's okay because of all people, Phil can bring us such wisdom and just keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, you know, anyway.
Bit of a roller coaster here in the studio. But yes, Pastor Philiers from Kingdom City joins us, helps us grow strong marriages. And you've given us...
Nope.
Can we...
Yeah, hang on.
Like I said, absolute roller coaster. We're going up, we're going down.
Okay, it should stay here for now.
All right. Now, we're talking about the marriage wheel. Is that right? Have I got
that right? That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, the wheel illustration I was going to use today, and the what I want to get to is talking about the value of Christ at the center. But when I'm talking to couples about relationships and marriages and building a great Christian marriage, there's three essential elements to the relationship. And it's not simple, it's there's complexity in that, but three essential elements, and I use the wheel as the illustration. So you have the hub or the axle of the wheel, then you have the spokes of the wheel that are linked, and then you have the perimeter or the rim. And each of those areas of a relationship represents an element of the relationship. So first of all, I would say for a Christian marriage, Christ is that hub. And we'll come back to that in a moment and talk about the power and the importance of that. Then you have the spokes are represented by the skills, because in a wheel that has spokes, it has many, many different spokes. And the truth is, a relationship is not just made of one thing. It takes multiple different skills that cause the strength of that relationship. And what's interesting is you can have broken spokes in the wheel. The wheel will still function, but the wheel won't be as strong. And so when we're training people in relationship and this area of the spokes, it really represents communication, the capacity to be able to communicate brilliantly. And there are many facets of that. And in the third C, Christ at the hub, communication represented by the spokes. And then the third element of the wheel, the rim, really represents the commitment of the couple, which holds that together. Because without a commitment, a deep personal commitment, and you were telling me earlier about movie stars who've talked about redefining and rewording what commitment looks like. The truth is, without a commitment to the person I'm betrothed to, that everything falls apart, because commitment is the measure of which we're willing to pay the price and find alignment and do what it takes to build a great relationship.
So what are we going to focus on talking about today with this wheel?
Okay, we're going to talk about Christ at the center. And this is really what we call this the area of stability and foundation of the relationship. And when Jesus comes into a relationship, now let me just qualify, some people may not have a relationship with God. That doesn't mean their relationship can't function. What I'm inviting people today to reflect on and consider is the difference that Christ can make. Because when Jesus was not in my relationship the way that he is now, my relationship was struggling. And within about 2 years, it was nearly over. Wow. But when Christ came, the power of his influence was massive. And hopefully we can talk about that a little bit.
Now, you touched on the three things. So we've got Christ, which is the center, almost the axle. Yep. Then you've got the hub kind of part, which is communication. And then the tire, the outer edge, which is commitment.
That's right.
The rim.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about why Christ is at the center and why it's so important.
Yeah.
Can you give us your personal story?
Yeah. So if you think about this as the hub or the axle or the hub is the thing that creates stability in the relationship. Very, very dissimilar to what we're feeling today with the atmosphere and the weather. So imagine a relationship like it is today in this sort of moment where we're struggling with, is the technology going to work? Is, you know, what's happening? When Jesus comes in, he brings an incredible sense of stability. I'll tell you why. The reason is because Christ influences your heart as a human being. Mm. And for me, I found that the greatest challenge I had was the indifference to my wife's needs and the unwillingness to understand and see life from her perspective and her direction, which is the very reason I got married, even though I didn't understand that. The difference in her was what was attractive. Mm. And yet the difference in her was the thing I hardened myself to and became indifferent to. So I was robbing myself and I was robbing her of our ability to deeply connect. So when Jesus comes in, what does he do? He helps you soften your heart, humble your heart, and actually you have a new heart towards her. In fact, there's a great verse in the book of Ezekiel, and it classically states what the difference is. And this is what God says when Jesus comes. He says, I'll give you a new heart. I'll put a new spirit or a new attitude. I'll remove the heart of stone from your body and replace it with a heart that is tender and sensitive. And I can tell you this, that on the night when we had one of our worst moments and we'd broken down and I didn't know if we were going to continue in our marriage and we were exhausted, and God came into our life that night in an incredible way. And it was almost like 2 years in, this was the beginning of our marriage. And it was the end of us just trying to do it on our own. And it was the beginning of choosing to trust God. And I remember that night we prayed, we asked for God's help, and he came in a big way. And from that night on, every morning when I woke up, and I can remember this specifically, this next 15 years, 20 years of our marriage, every morning I woke up with a fresh sense of love in my heart for my wife.
That's
and an appreciation, a sense of value and longing to love her. Whereas before, I woke up thinking about my rights. Why am I angry? She has no right. And I was exhausted. And it was just something God did. And I can tell you now, without Jesus, I don't think I'd be married. And some people out there may be thinking, well, you don't know my situation. I don't know God. I'm not a religious person.
Yeah.
That's okay. My invitation to you is allow God personally to invade that space where you feel like you're at your limit. Because he promises that if we'll trust him, he'll come and make the difference in our life.
That is brilliant. And what's your one point you want us to walk away with today?
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Brilliant. We cannot wait to go through the next two, the spokes and the rim of this wheel of God. Thank you so much. Pastor Phil Ayres.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.